At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What up, we're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, old school, talking a little recruiting. Appreciate all the texts texting in for condolences for the Hoffman family. And obviously, if you hadn't heard, Jack Hoffman passed away today, but lives a lifelong legacy of, you know, his fight and obviously work with, you know, cancer. So, and obviously, let's not forget his dad as well. Passed away, I think, at some time last year. Both of them, the Hoffman family, obviously, from the time Jack was 5 years old, made a mark here in Nebraska, the football program, and the you know the whole nation, and with his work, and obviously being at the forefront of it. But one thing also, Austin, that we talked about is these stars, and you know, Nick Saban used to have this thing, and Kirby used to be able to do it. Now, when the portal's constantly open, you're not able to do it as much, but you can still do it in some form or fashion, and this is probably what happened to Mr. Jonte, is that when you de-star them, you know, the stars are great while you're getting recruited. And that's when you are in and out of the vortex, or when you're just coming in from high school. And I'm going to tell you this, when you're a highly recruited kid at some places, not Nebraska, but at some places, and particularly, I will tell you, at a couple of places down in the SEC, the coaches will take kids like this, or a kid that, just as long as you have a 4-star ranking, they'll get a little care package. Mm-hmm. Get a little, you know, and that's what you get as a recruiter. You get paid more. You get a little bit of bonuses based off of it. And so that's where you see some guys maybe take some flyers on that. Now, I don't think that was the case in Washington. They saw a very talented player, hadn't played at all or a lot, looking for an opportunity. You needed a player like that stature. Thought it could work out well. He probably sold himself very well on the phone, and obviously if they did a Zoom or whatever you call it. And then when he got there, you know, things.
You can fake a phone call.
Yeah, and it looks like it hasn't, you know, worked out. But the thing is about when you de-star a kid, it's not – people always look at it, which is always funny. If you coach a kid hard, hold them accountable, de-star them, essentially, you know, everybody looks at breaking them down. No, it's just kind of giving you a reality check. It's no different than you go to law school, which is very competitive. You get chosen, or you choose a firm. And once you get there, you're working until midnight. You're not on the, you know, I used to watch that show Suits. You're not a partner.
Right.
So you're filing, you're doing a lot of the work. Mm-hmm. And then the closer's coming in and doing it. And, that's no different in football in the locker room. There should be a pecking order, and no matter who you are, or, you know, you can look at Jeremiah Smith. He's one of the guys. He came in. He had to earn the stripe on his helmet. You know, that's what they do in their spring. Everybody mm-hmm. doesn't have a helmet. He got a stripe very early. They have the ability to take it away if you don't continue along the process of being the best player. Obviously, he's done that. But he's earned his stripes. And he knows where he stands in that locker room, no matter what he does on the field. And that's how you build a standard in a culture. And, you know, it starts with, hey, the reality is you were really, really good at Lincoln Lutheran, but now you're here. So that's the pass. And I think some of these kids and some of the coaches that are recruiting, or the recruiter guys, are too fixated on that, because that's sellable and it's easy. But in reality, push and play on their tape and really getting and maybe breaking bread with them, getting to know them, is more important than what they were at a previous time. And in some cases, 2 or 3 years prior.
Because players change, bodies change, situations change, circumstances change. And I think we underrate the fact that, hey, guess what? Stars go away. They go away. But as soon as you get recruited, you commit, and you're on campus as a freshman. Hey, guess what? Stars go away. Enter the portal. They come back for a week, 2 weeks, till you find your new home. Then guess what? Stars go away. It's not like you're a general in the Army where you get to keep your stars as a badge. Like, hey, look at me. I'm a 4-star general. I'm a 5-star general. Look at me. I get attention. Yeah. I get honor. You listen to me. It's not how it works. Whether it's football, basketball, baseball, you know, go up and down the sport. Not how it works. So it's just a very small picture mindset for coaches and players to be fixated on stars for stars' sake. Now, when you earn 5 stars from a recruiting ranking, these are very wonky. I know there are plenty of places and opportunities and players where maybe not a 5-star, they know the right people, said the right thing to the right person, whatever it is to boost the star rating a little bit. But as we've seen, the more 4 and 5 stars you have on your roster, the more likely you are to compete for a national championship.
Oh, for sure.
Like, that's just factual. So I'm not trying to say stars don't matter, but stars aren't everything.
Yeah.
It's a point. It's a measuring stick. But, you know, the stars are your 12-inch ruler. What you do in college, that's going to be your yardstick. And then if you make it to the NFL, however long that tape measure stretches is up to you and then some of the situation you walk into.
Yeah, I mean, it's... You know, most of the guys that are 4 and 5 stars and they're helping teams win, they were legit. You know, they're good team guys and they know how to operate in a team concept. The ones that stick out are the ones that are either solely on potential or on reputation of somebody that previously played there, a high school, a region of the country, a high school coach, or something like that. And their talent, maybe against lesser than competition or maybe same level of competition, has in the short term outlasted the off-the-field issues. Off-the-field issues could be liking to go out too much, not studying, not being a good teammate, so forth and so on. So you see all that. And, you know, the funny thing about it is when guys are on their second and third school, which is funny, is to make it seem okay, they reference what they were, 3-4-star recruit. But you never talk about a kid, and I don't like him already because he chose to go to Iowa. Mark Gronkowski is the former quarterback at South Dakota State. Mm-hmm. Has over 10,000 yards passing in his collegiate career. South Dakota State is obviously an ascending program, or at least was, obviously losing their coach and stuff to Washington State. I saw a thing on him reading this thing on here in the notes, is that they're saying that he had over 100 missed texts and 20 missed calls within 24 hours of him going into the portal. Not once have they mentioned what he was coming out of high school.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Because what he was coming out of high school was a catastrophic miss based on what he's developed into. right? Mm-hmm. And the only reason that you know about him is one, because I mentioned him, but then also obviously he won. He worked himself in there. Yeah. So it's funny how the kids that exceed the low-level expectations that they were put on them, probably unjustly, you never hear about it. Oh, this is a two-star recruit that really worked his tail off. He's led him to a national championship. He's a leader in the program and in the community. He's a great fit for Iowa. Here's your extra $500,000 bonus, which obviously is excessive, but right?
Even if it's $500 bonus.
Here's your extra $10,000 because we have no worries about you. But they'll turn around and get a guy that is more of a head case just for the 1% chance that it works out.
Right.
Just for the chance that the light switch stays on and not flickers. This guy's light switch is always on. And he's down ranked down low as far as like all the other transfer portal quarterbacks. But I guarantee you he's probably going to outperform Devin Dampier that's going to Utah.
Believe it.
He's probably going to outperform Justin Martin that's going to Maryland. Mm-hmm. Sure, he's going to outperform Michael Van Buren Jr. that's at LSU. He ain't even starting, right?
Right.
So it's you know, now obviously you got the likes of Carson Beck and John Mateer, and you know, going from Washington State to Oklahoma and all that stuff. But you know, let's not be fools here and understand and not look at both sides of the fence here. Mm-hmm. And this is how you get to a point of a lot of kids moving a position like quarterback. You need to stay where you need to stay. You got a guy like even Malik Murphy who went to Duke, who had a great year. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, he's turning his nose up at Duke, and he's going all the way to Oregon State. That's not even a part of a conference. Mm-hmm. And it'd be hard for me to be convinced that Oregon State has more in NIL and off-the-field opportunities than Duke, considering you're married to Manny Diaz, the coach that brought you in. You have two more years of eligibility. They're familiar with you, mm-hmm. and you're a good kid off the field. Now you just made potentially a career-altering mistake going all the way up there to Corvallis, and that's not even where you're from.
No.
So you see all these different situations. Now, look, he's a four-star recruit. They probably overextended themselves up there. They probably sold the DJ Ungulé, success up there.
And see, that's where – if Jonathan Smith was still there, you could talk me into it.
I was just about to say.
I mean,
Ungulé's
got a bigger
either.
Arm, and I think Murphy's bigger, faster, stronger as a runner. Right. But again, yeah, nothing against Trent Bray. Don't get me wrong. But again, if I'm a prospect and I'm trying to buy into a vision, I want there to be at least some sort of template for what this looks like with me. Obviously, Trent Bray's been around. He has some idea of what it looks like. He's not Jonathan Smith. He's not the OC. He doesn't know exactly what it looks like. Again, they're not the exact same players. I would feel a lot more comfortable if I was taking over for DJ Uiagalelei with the same coach in place instead of a coach that's already been gone for a year.
Right, and the same offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
And so forth and so on. So it'll be interesting to see, how some of these guys, fare because of over evaluation or under evaluation or be influenced by potentially something that was there in the past. Mm-hmm. So looking at Oregon State, when Jonathan Smith was there as a coach, is just like looking at a former four-star recruit when he was coming out of high school. That's a long time ago. Couple texts here. How many four or five stars in that way when they leave high school? More than you think. More five stars show up, and you don't look 6'4", you don't look 295, and if that's the 295 you're looking like, I don't want to look like that. There's a lot of those guys.
Duke five-star.
Yeah. And some of it's based on potential, too. I got a text here from Insightful Dude. It says, basing your whole evaluation of a player on how many stars they have would be like basing an entire evaluation on a guy's 40 time. Listen, the Raiders have done that every year. They've drafted the fastest guy in the draft almost for a while there. It was every single year. And they were horrible at times. Crowbait says,
still are, funny enough.
Yeah. And they are a dumpster fire right now. He said the Chiefs do get some calls. And he must be talking about holding calls, right?
I didn't think we even mentioned the Chiefs that
much. No, we didn't.
Or again, that crowbait.
Unknown texter 1853 said, how long before these college coaches start factoring how many schools did the kids transfer in high school and starts? Yeah, that's true. That's dumb. And I do think, I will say this, if you're like in a city like Detroit and you got to go to private school, or private schools based on grants and all that stuff to play good football, based on where your coaches go. I do understand. I think not everything is just blanket, you know?
Right. And again, that's where the speed dating part of this comes into play and hurts both coaches and players, because the easy thing to do is draw those generalizations. Oh, this guy's been at four different high schools. Yeah. He's going to be at four different colleges. There are certainly cases where that's true. Like, who was that guy? Strick and I just talked about him not long ago. Basically, he was at four high schools, about to be on his fifth college. Like, in the past 8 years,
yeah,
he hasn't been anywhere for more than a single year.
He was on the QB1.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you're talking about. Yeah, I know you're talking about. Is this Martinez or something like that?
Something. But then you get a guy like Dylan Raiola, right? We all think Dylan seems to have a good head on his shoulders, right? Was he transferring for money, fame, glory? No, I mean, family moved.
Yeah.
Moved again. Then guess what? He's committed to Georgia. He wants to go play in Georgia,
right?
Close to the staff that he was committed to at the time. That is a much different situation at the same position for those two guys. If we just say, oh yeah, these guys are both flight risks, he misses the mark.
Yeah, you miss the mark, and that's lazy evaluation, you know, and that's what you can't do. You got to really...
But you almost have to do it in the speed dating.
Yeah, you have to, and you have no choice because you don't have time. You got to fill a roster because guys are leaving. I mean, you know, look, you had guys going in the portal from Nebraska probably as soon as they touched down, you know, because I'm sure the game was Friday. You land at maybe 1 o'clock, right? Because the game was at night, or get situated at 1 o'clock. By the next morning, you saw guys with their, or next afternoon, portal. So you got to think, you now you're playing defense and you got a bowl game coming up. And this is the first one in like 8 years. So you got to, you know, you got to really play offense here. And sometimes, you know, you can dribble off your foot when you try to chase these stars too much. So anything, one thing we're not chasing is the up against the break. We're going to take a quick break, come back, put a bow on this bad boy, then turn it over to Mr. Bill Minchner and the Lighthouse for Lighthouse Wednesdays. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, we'll be right back.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.